LA Talk Radio thanks you for being a listener. Did you know you too can host your own radio show with us? Go to our site at latalkradio.com or email info@latalkradio.com right now and start your show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.
Indeed, we are exclusive here, folks. You can only listen to us right here.
VIP.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, July 24th. We're back from a... did you have a nice weekend? Was yours nice?
It was magical.
Okay, then a pleasant weekend it was for us. Why was it magical for you? I mean, that's a pretty strong word.
Well, it started off magical because we went to the Magic Castle on Friday.
Okay, so that's where you got that. Okay, I'll go with that. I mean, so we met there... at the Magic Castle,
yep,
to see the Sentimentalists.
We did. We saw them live.
Right. The amazing thing is when I came, when I got there, I'm like, they're asking, who are you here to see? And I said, what was his name? Chris?
Mysterion.
Mysterion. He's like, who? So then I said, well, the Sentimentalists probably is what you have to, you have it under. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's right. So even they don't know what the hell's going on there.
Exactly.
But it was a nice place, right? Was that the first time you ever went to the Magic Castle?
That was the first time I've ever been there. I love it.
Me too.
I want to go back.
I know, right? It's like sort of like a... like a house with a lot of different like hallways and
I would
and
have
rooms.
Had my bar mitzvah there.
You would?
I would just throw another one.
Yeah. But you know what? It's kind of dark and, you know, I don't know if I like that.
I
but
love that.
I mean, they give it the mood, you know, of like older times.
It definitely felt haunted as soon as I walked in.
Right? Like haunted is the word I was looking for. It does feel kind of like that. But the act was amazing. If you guys didn't hear, we had Dr. Mysterion, Chris Mysterion, whatever his last name is, and his partner, Steffi K, they were here on the show when? Thursday or Friday? No, Wednesday probably.
Yeah. Maybe.
Or Tuesday, I don't know. But we went to the show on Friday. But check out our archives. I mean, they were amazing. They did some tricks here with us, mental stuff, and it was amazing.
It was incredible.
But did you notice one thing they didn't do at the show, Rachel, was the one where they tapped on her back,
yeah,
and you felt the tap was on your back.
Yeah, I can understand
they
why they
that.
Probably...
Why is that? They could have brought
know.
Somebody down there.
You're
but,
right.
But maybe that would give it away.
Maybe that, or
know.
Maybe that was just like too... immersive for the audience, you know what I mean? They had to set up some boundaries. If they're reading your mind, they can't physically, you know, assault you.
Yeah, but that was a pretty good trick, you know. At any rate, but the Magic Castle, highly recommended, and it's nice because you walk in the hallways and there's people doing all kinds of magic,
yeah,
and things like that. But there's also different shows, and they told us you can go to the different shows, but
right,
I don't think you can you?
I don't know. I saw that they had some ticket holders.
Right.
I feel like if you know, you got to know a magician.
No, but I mean, once you're inside, though.
I know, but I
mean?
Feel like certain, you know, if...
So for that show, you have to know that magician.
Maybe.
Okay. Probably makes sense, or you have to get tickets, because people did have tickets,
yeah,
for it. So I don't know, but it is a magical place. It's hidden sort of like in Franklin Avenue in Hollywood, and there's a big restaurant there as well, but you need reservations,
yep,
for that.
Got to know a magician.
Yeah. Well, we did know a magician. That's why we were able to get in. I mean, you only get in by invitation. And so that was fun. I also went to see Dunkirk this weekend.
How was that?
I was really looking forward to it. You know, it's it got great reviews. Like, you know, Rotten Tomatoes gave it like 98% or,
oh, wow,
something. You know, it was pretty high. But at any rate, I took my dad because he loves World War II movies, and there hasn't been a new one in years.
Right.
So I took him to see it, And you know what? He's too old to just sit through a two-hour movie.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And did he fall asleep?
No, but he felt it was long, and he's like, you know, blah, 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 blah. I don't know, whatever. I'm like, okay, Dad. But you know what? The thing is that I'll tell you what it is. They really wanted to concentrate on the intensity of what happened there. I mean, 400,000 soldiers were stranded and surrounded by the Germans. And then, you know, and this was on the beach. So the only way out was for the British to bring ships and rescue them. So that's what the whole movie is about. They give it to you from three different perspectives.
Oh, wow.
And which is very interesting. It is Christopher Nolan. It's very intense. But at the same time, if you expect a traditional World War II movie, it is not. You don't see Germans. You don't see Hitler. You don't see really battle. You don't see any of that. You know, you just seen people stranded, trying to. They were like fish in a barrel. You know,
spoiler,
I mean, they could have
alert.
Taken them out.
You're giving out spoilers.
No, but that's. I mean, everybody knows that's what the movie's about. Yeah, but no, I mean, because really, the experience of the movie is not so much the story, because everybody knows the story, but it's the personal stories of the soldiers.
Yeah,
and that I didn't give away, so it's pretty cool, actually.
I want to see Girls Trip.
How's that?
I want to see it.
Did you hear it about it?
No, there's I've heard about it, but I know there's a female comedian on it, who I've followed for a while, and I bartended her shows a couple times. Tiffany Haddish, she's hilarious.
Really?
I love her.
Yeah.
And so I think the movie cost like $20 million to make, and they made $30 million opening.
Really? Yeah, so that easily, huh?
Yeah.
Very cool. You see, that's how you make money today, is not with the huge films. I mean, those are such big gambles, you know, that you don't know. I mean, you could lose.
And they had big stars. They had like Queen Latifah, I think, and Jada Pinkett Smith. And Tiffany, and then there was someone else I don't
know. Yeah, one more, I know. But it seems like a cool movie. Maybe I'll check it out. But I don't really go to the movies that much, you know. It's really expensive, Rachel, when you think about it. A movie ticket's almost $15. You go two people, it's 30.
I don't
you
really
get the
like
popcorn
going
and the drink,
the
$50.
I like watching a movie from home.
Yeah. I mean, look, it is fun to watch a movie with people on the big screen. I won't deny that. I enjoy
that.
Well,
I don't like sitting around a bunch of strangers hearing them talk.
Yeah. Well,
and I like to get up in the movie. I like to go to the bathroom. Yeah. I like to get more
snacks. You see, I'm from an era before there was video, so all the movies we had to go to the theaters.
I know.
So that's what I mean. So you learn to like it, you know. But at any rate,
the seats are too small unless you go to iPic.
No,
Have you been to an iPic?
No.
Have you been to like the luxury movie theater?
Yes,
oh, my God, they're amazing.
That was like that with the armchairs and
now I'm like if I'm going to see a movie, I only want to see it that way.
Right,
with
where
like
you can
a
lift
server,
your legs
they
stuff.
Bring you a full meal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I've never been to
you
that
go to
one.
IPIC.
No.
They have drinks, menu.
Really?
Dinner.
Where is it? Do they have one nearby?
They have one in Westwood. There's an IPIC out there. The first one I think they had was in Boca. That's where I went to it in Florida. It was so ideal.
Interesting. Very cool.
I mean,
yeah.
It makes sense. We customize every other experience. Why not customize our like we make everything luxury, right?
Right, right.
So it's just like the luxury way of watching a movie.
I know. And so I take my dad on a wheelchair because he can't walk anymore. And we're sitting there in the row in front of us. I see this guy walking behind an old man.
Yeah.
The old man doesn't even have a cane, let alone a walker or anything. And the guy's just kind of holding him from behind. They said, this guy's going to fall. Because that old man was not very stable. And I mean, and I'm experienced with that because my dad is like that. He's like the time right before he sat on a wheelchair, he was almost falling all the time. You know, he still stands and tries to walk, which is amazing. But so the old man falls.
At the movies?
Yeah. So this was before the movie started. Yeah. And so they and I see him stumble. I said, what? I said, I felt he was going to fall. He stumbled and fell right next to the chairs. I jumped out of my seat, tried to help him. A couple of other guys came in to try and help him. And then suddenly, I guess his daughter, it's like, everyone, you know, move away. Let me help him, blah, blah, blah. So that was it. But yeah, I felt so bad, you know. And I'm saying, how do they let him walk like that? in public, you know. I mean,
he's not
bound
dead.
To fall all the time. He could be. You know that many people die from falls.
I know, but I mean, my grandfather still wants to drive. He hits mailboxes. What are we going to do? You know, he's not dead. Let him live his life.
Folks, in just a moment, we're going to bring in our guests who are sitting here patiently, and it's going to be an awesome show, I know. Just a couple things. What is Chipotle? Do you eat a Chipotle?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
I haven't recently.
Right, because you remember some people were getting sick and everything?
Yeah.
Now there's a video circulating that they saw mice inside the restaurant, and I'm looking at the video right now. 2-3 mice
Which
walking
location?
Around. This was in, I don't know, they're not saying really, but... Dallas.
I'm sure, and like there's cockroaches and Burger Kings. I mean,
oh my God!
People
well,
just
I don't
attack
want to know
Chipotle.
About it. That's why I don't eat
Chipotle
there.
Chipotle is, but Chipotle is their mission is all about sustainable food and just like their sustainable food practices, and they are all about organic.
Okay,
you know,
so eating the mouse would be fine.
No, I don't. No. What I'm saying is, like, I think that it's funny they attack Chipotle over any other, like, any of those other fast food restaurants.
But it's not an attack. I mean, those
no,
are facts.
I know.
You
they
know people
clean,
get
they
sick
should,
there.
But they highlight, like, remember with the whole E. coli thing, with Chipotle apologized. It's not going to stop people from eating at Chipotle. Just like it's not going to stop people from eating
No, but it did
McDonald's.
For a while. They were hurting. Mm-hmm. Rachel, I remember at the time I would drive by Chipotle's. They were empty. And regardless, I mean, what matters is that their stock plunged 3% after these mice were shown. So that's not pretty cool, you know. But what can you do? You know, it just goes to show you, be careful where you go to eat, you know.
Oh, man, that's
some
why
places,
anywhere.
I used to have fast food sometimes. Now, I won't even go to these
It's not
places.
Just fast food. I hate to tell you. I work in the food industry. I worked in fine dining.
Really?
It happens
and you
everywhere.
Saw that?
Oh, man. It's
oh,
not, I
disgusting.
Didn't see rats, but like... It's just people working behind the kitchen.
Right.
Nobody watching. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's fast food. It
comes
anyway.
I know. Well, finally, just before we bring in our guest, Michael Phelps, I guess, was racing a shark. Did you hear about that
one?
Did
he lose?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, he didn't even swim with him. It was sort of like a simulation almost, you know? I mean, they swam in two different times. No, it's not. You know what it was? It's Michael Phelps swam, and then they kind of looked at what a shark would do. That's how it sounds like to me. You
I
know?
Feel like Michael Phelps just got really stoned one day, and he's like,
"Probably
no, we should race a shark."
A shark on Shark Week. But the point is, it didn't really race against it. It just, but he lost.
He's like, but not like a real shark. A simulation.
Exactly. So, but he lost anyway. You know. I mean, obviously, this is all for publicity. Who's going to beat a white shark? Great white shark. You know. So that's bullshit. But anyway, folks, let's bring in our guests right now. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
We're joined by Tony DeLuca and Chris. What is your last name, Chris?
Davis.
Chris Davis. That's easy to remember.
Mm-hmm. It's Tom.
Welcome to the show.
It's Tom DeLuca.
Tom, what did I say?
Tony, that's okay.
You know? What the hell is wrong with me this morning? You
starts
see,
with
it,
a T.
It helps, it helps to look at the fucking notes. Sorry about that, folks. Tom DeLuca, not Tony DeLuca. They're like, what are you saying? But no, don't do that. Don't do that. Because we won't hear you. Forget about that thing. Yeah,
gotcha.
There you go.
All right.
Anyway, welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank
you you drove quite far, though. I mean, not that far. In L.A. terms, it's not that far. But
not that far. Not that many miles.
Not that many miles, but that many minutes.
Quite a few minutes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you're in the, what they call the South Bay?
That's correct.
And that's what? Long Beach and?
Redondo, Manhattan, Hermosa.
Oh, so all that is
yeah.
Oh, I didn't
oh,
even
I
know
love
that.
It down
I
there.
Go there a lot, and I didn't even know that. In fact, you know that we are going to have, sorry to digress for a second, but we're going to be the station, by I'm saying the station, we're going to actually have a booth at the Manhattan Beach event.
Ooh.
Called Lunch at the Beach, but it's not on the beach. It's far from the beach, but... It's run by the Chamber of Commerce, and we've had them on the show here. It's going to be an awesome event, and we're going to broadcast from there.
Oh, we are.
So, Rachel, you're officially invited
Amazing.
To broadcast from there. But I just wanted to mention that that is a beautiful area, really, going along the coast, right?
Yeah.
You've got Manhattan and Hermosa, and then what, Redondo then?
Redondo.
And then Palos Verdes. And
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Did you ever go down there, Rachel?
I've been down there, yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys sure know how to live, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So we live where people
you live near the ocean. Yeah, there you go. Awesome. So I understand you guys are in real estate, too, in addition to the main thing we're going to talk about today. But so was that one of the reasons you guys picked like a cool area to live? You knew what's going on?
Well, the price point down there is excellent. So if you're going to do real estate, you might as well do it in a great price point.
You really? So, yeah. But what does that mean, a great price point? Does that mean it's too high or too low?
No, the prices are very high.
Very high.
Yeah.
Very much higher than the national average.
Right. Yeah. So most people can't even get into it. But once you do, it's pretty valuable.
Very,
then, right?
Very hard market to get into. But yeah, once you're in there, you can keep going to your upleg and next property. And
right, you then you move up, right?
Yeah, if that's you do it correctly, then it can be very beneficial. Yeah.
Wow, but we're late for this one. Mm-hmm. Just like we're late for the dispensary business. We were talking to a couple of lawyers here on Friday. And I'm like, well, is there still time to get into it? She's like, look, there's people been waiting for this for 20 years. Get in line, you know? So it's the same thing here, you know. Now it's like, but you guys are already in it. Now, you know, there's a section there called the Strand, right? Where people walk along the beach and stuff. How much are houses there? I mean, those are like multi-million houses.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Just to buy the sand.
Just the sand, right?
Just to buy the property there. You're, you know, $3 or $4 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you build the house on it and all that. Wow.
Yeah. And in Manhattan Beach, the houses right on the Strand are what?
20 million,
huh?
Yeah,
20. So you walk by, you look at the people that live there, and you go, what does he have that I don't? That he can live in a place like this. I mean, in one lifetime to make 20 million for a house?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what is this, you know?
Well, a lot of the people that you see in those houses when you're just walking by, especially in the summertime, don't even live there.
Really?
Just renting? That's
a lot of people have those homes for summer homes.
They're vacation homes.
Which makes it even more
ridiculous. Yeah, where do they live full-time?
Whoa.
Who are these people?
There's a lot of athletes. A lot of L.A. Actually, almost all of the L.A. Kings live in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah, that's right. I always see their flags and stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
So
they're, I mean, they're
And I feel like it's a lot of, like, we were like a lot of... like international money too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. People from other countries because they have all the money.
Yeah. That's, that's true. Yeah.
There's a lot of foreign investment.
And it drives up the prices, right? Yeah.
But it's never too late, Sam. It's like, I always say the worst real estate deal I ever did was the one I did not buy. Because I could go up and down that Strand and in Manhattan Beach and say, oh, I could have bought that for 400 or I could have bought that for 800. And, so that's it's all relative.
So you got to start with something lower and then build up. You can't start with a $1 million house and unless you're somebody rich. But obviously, so Tom and Chris, you guys are we're really going to talk about mod pools and everything because you guys have like an awesome idea and that's what you guys are doing now. But let's find out a little bit about you guys and everything. Are you both from California? Are you originally, Chris, California born?
I was born in New York, actually, and moved out when I was in high school with my family.
Really?
Yeah, didn't really have a choice, obviously.
Yeah.
But came out and...
where did you guys move to? Directly to where
Palos
you are
Verdes.
Now?
I grew up in Palos Verdes, went to...
Palos Verdes. So you guys came from a well-to-do family, would you say?
Not well off. You know, my family worked for everything that they got. My dad's still working. I'm still working, you know.
But I'm not saying he didn't work for it. I'm just saying that he did well.
Oh, we did okay. Yeah, we did okay.
Because Palos Verdes is very upscale.
Absolutely. Yeah. We moved out in 96, though, so the market wasn't quite what it is. And, you know, they fell on some tough times with my dad's job and the recession and everything. I fell in love with it and I did some time in the military and as soon as I was done, I just came right back to Redondo Beach.
Really?
Like, I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. So it's amazing you went to the military. Where exactly, what branch and all that?
I was in the Marines from 2000 to 2005. Did some overseas tours and...
Really?
Yeah, I got
from 2005 or until 2000?
From 2000 to 2005.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Wow, and where did you go?
I was in the Pacific for a little bit and did a couple trips over to Iraq.
Oh, wow. Did you see combat at all?
A little, not too much, but...
Right, but were you walking around there exposed and with your weapons and everything?
Sometimes, yeah. I was in a helicopter most of the time.
Wow. What an experience, huh? So what attracted you to the military?
Military family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, grandfather's a Medal of Honor recipient. My dad's actually writing a book about him right now.
Amazing. Yeah. So it stays in the family.
Yeah, it's in the family, all right. But they were all Army, so I always got a bunch of guff for joining the Marines. Jarheads, you know.
And do you have siblings?
I have an older brother, yeah. He lives in Los Angeles, just moved back. Yeah.
And he was in the military too?
No.
No, huh?
Oh, God, no, definitely. Oh, wow. No. If you knew my brother.
He said it like, I know my brother. He wouldn't go.
He got all the artistic ability and the musical ability and everything. And awesome. He goes down that road, yeah.
Wow, very impressive. And Tom, how about you? Are you from L.A.?
No, I'm from Rhode Island, as far east as you can go.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Rhode Island, I hear, is very nice, but it's sort of like not on the top 10 destinations to go to.
It's so beautiful up there.
It is, right? Have you been?
I've been to Rhode Island. I lived in Vermont for 2 years, so I got to enjoy New England.
Same area.
Yeah. It's very quaint. Very quaint.
What was childhood like there? Pretty laid back, right? Not like here and stuff.
No, it's very, it was obviously very cold.
Yeah.
And not a lot to do. So I knew at a young age that I was going to move out to California and studied business and marketing in college and then moved out here and worked in the entertainment business.
That's amazing. So from a young age, you knew that? How young were you?
I was one of those kids that was riding mini bike at like 12 years old in the snow. And people are like, this guy doesn't fit in here. So I knew pretty early on that I wanted to move out to California.
Right. And then at what point did you?
I graduated college and literally I was doing real estate in college and I finished off my real estate time there, and then I moved directly out to California. Just packed the truck, put the dog in the truck, and we drove across country.
Amazing. And then you had you obviously had all this new real estate knowledge now.
Yes.
And California was, what, pretty cool? What do you mind to say what year it was when you moved
there? It was 92.
92. So California was pretty ripe.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
For the taking. Wow. I mean, my God, it was a different place back then.
Oh, absolutely.
I've lived here since 1981, and I've seen LA change quite a bit. The traffic was obviously never like it is now, and things were more affordable then.
Let me give you an example. I thought I was some big shot moving out here because I did real estate in college. I did pretty well. I bought a place downtown Boston for, I don't know, I can't remember what we bought it for. It was like 180, but we sold it for 250.
Okay? Really?
So I thought I was, hey, I'm moving out to California. I'm going to do great. And I remember looking at a place in Playa del Rey on the ocean for $450,000. And I thought, these guys are out of their minds.
Right.
And today, I could go back there, it's like 1.6.
Out of zero.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, times have changed, but it's a great market out here.
It is. And, you know, repeatedly I find that I think the people that really, or let's say this, many people that have accumulated wealth did it thanks to real estate, right? Absolutely. Would you say that?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Property is gold.
It is, right? Sure. It always goes up eventually, right?
Well, the bottom line is you always need a place to live.
Right, that's true.
That is the bottom line.
That's true, right? So, and there's always more people moving here, more people investing here, driving up the prices and everything.
Absolutely.
Wow. Definitely. So definitely real estate. And you know what? That's the one thing. I love a lot of things. There's a lot of things I'm interested in, right? One thing I've never been interested in is real estate. And I hate myself for that because I could have been a lot richer now, okay? Yeah. But you know, I never took that road because it never really appealed to me. You know what I'm saying? So maybe in my path, it's not there.
It's not too late.
It's
not too late.
Right.
Do you rent or own?
I rent. You see, that's the problem.
So you like paying someone else's mortgage.
It's not that I like.
It's so awful.
It's not that I like. Yeah. I have my reasons, but one of them is I live a mile from here. Yeah. I could never afford a house here, you know?
Sure,
the houses here are very expensive. Let's also say I used to have a house when I was younger, and then divorce comes and, and you lose
life
the house. Yeah. And I never had anybody to advise me on real estate to say, hey, you know, save a little bit of money.
You do now.
Okay, there we go. Anyway, we've got ourselves Berkshire Hathaway.
Yeah, we're both with Berkshire Hathaway, and it's interesting you said advise. Chris and I are real estate agents, but our clients actually call us their real estate advisors. I've had clients that, you know, wanted to get into an investment here in LA, and they were also checking something out in Ohio, and the return on their money was much better in Ohio. And I advised them,
right?
No, go with that deal in Ohio.
And, right.
And it kind of sounds like I'm shooting myself in the foot, but it's more about relationships and like we're not out for the money. A lot of real estate agents are unfortunately just out to like, you know,
fill their pockets.
Silly.
And then they're gone. And you never hear from them again.
And that's the thing. Yeah. When I said someone to give me advice on.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, and like what the value is of real estate and getting into it, you
absolutely,
know.
Absolutely.
But I never went in that direction. But at any rate, like you said, it's never too late. That's cool. Now it gives me some hope. We'll work together, guys.
Absolutely. For sure. Happy to work
so,
with you.
Well, so glad to have you in California, both of you.
Absolutely.
Glad to be here. We
love it. Although they've probably been here longer than we have, but right. Okay, whatever. But there's room for everybody in California and LA, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, bring them on, you know. Bring everybody. Them in. We still have more room, you know.
I think we have enough.
Yeah, well, I'm just kidding. I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, exactly.
But everybody wants to come here and notice it because it's probably... I mean, by definition, it's probably the best place to live. If everybody comes here, you know, there's got to be something attractive to it about it to people from the rest of the country and the world.
Sure. Yeah.
And if you can afford it, which, you know, not everybody can.
Right.
You know, even a lot of people that live here can't afford it.
Can't afford it.
But
you
once
know?
You get past that, then, the quality of life out here is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go snowboarding in the mountains, come back an hour later, and you're surfing.
Right.
I mean, you can't do that anywhere
else. Exactly.
Else.
Desert, mountains, ocean, absolutely. Everything. Absolutely.
We live in a vacation spot.
That's true, right? In a way, that's true. But, I mean, we don't look at it that way like we would like South Beach or Hawaii or something. But you're right. Many people come here, Disneyland, Hollywood, all that stuff, the beaches. Absolutely. So, you know, the interesting thing is... like you said about how expensive it is to live here, there's a couple of things I just read. One of them, and I think we talked about this, didn't we? That in order to live in a two-bedroom apartment here in L.A., you have to make at least $100,000 a year to live in a two-bedroom apartment in L.A. That's one fact. The other fact is, nationally, 47% of renters say they're paying more than they can afford for the rent.
I believe that.
In rent.
Yeah.
So... You're right. It's very expensive to live here.
It's very expensive.
You're right. I mean, I think the worst thing you can do is pay rent to somebody else. You're paying for they're accumulating their wealth with your money, right?
And I think a lot of people don't realize that the rent that they're paying, say it's $2,500 for a two-bedroom or $3,000 for a three-bedroom, I don't think a lot of people realize that they could be paying that in a mortgage.
Right.
I feel
and even
like
less,
they,
right?
I feel like they do. It's just it's hard to get that down payment.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
And that's where I am.
Obstacle.
I'm 30 years old. My
that's
sister's 5 years
you.
Younger than me. She lives out in Vegas. She's in a house. You know what I mean?
Rachel,
I
in Vegas, you can.
I don't. My parents help me pay my rent because I can't afford it to live here on my own. But I know it's like, I know it could be, but I can't get that down.
Yeah,
I don't
but that's here. That he's going to give us some advice.
Well, I always say it's like Vegas. You have to pay the ante to get into the game, and the ante is the down payment.
Right.
You borrow that from parents, friends, family, or whatever. It's that first ante up of $25,000.
And we're
whatever
actually seeing.
So you commit to it at that point.
It's getting in the game.
You put the money where your mouth is.
Right.
It's getting into the game.
Right.
It's that ante. It's that first time you can afford to do it.
Exactly. And once you do that, you're in the game, like
you're
you
in the
said,
game.
You know?
Yeah.
And then the stuff. So, but you said $25,000. Obviously, in L.A., that's too low for a down payment. But what you're saying is, in other places, you don't have to invest in L.A. if you're a starter, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no.
And that's like you mentioned Ohio and stuff.
Sure.
I mean, even in Vegas, right? Although I don't know what the market is like in Vegas right now.
We work with investors. We have property out in Palm Springs. And we do an Airbnb model where if you're interested in making passive income, the properties out there, you can get something for $300 to $500, which $25,000 to $50,000 down gets you into the game.
Right,
so it really depends on what you're trying to achieve.
That's
and I'll
true.
Be quite honest with you. I rent I have a place, very beautiful place on the ocean.
I'm still renting too.
But yeah. I also own a lot of properties
right,
as well.
Right, exactly. But you live where you want to live.
Absolutely.
Wow. So you live where you want to live. You can you don't have to invest where you live. That's what
correct.
You're saying.
That's yeah. correct.
And that's important. But the question comes to mind, but if it's far, how do you really have control over it? I mean, you're renting it out and stuff. Don't you want have to be there?
Well, that's a good question and something that comes up all the time. Property managers, like I have a turnkey system for my Palm Springs properties where I have a property manager out there. We have a cleaning service, plumbers, electricians.
Oh, so you don't even have to bother with
Sam, you know what's really cool? Yeah. I mean, we're doing internet right now. It's all digital.
Right.
My clients go to our place in Palm Springs. 20 minutes before they get there, I turn the Nest air conditioning unit on.
Yep.
I have them punch a key into the door at the front
Amazing.
Door.
Amazing. Can you do
the
that?
The door opens
you never
up.
Have to see these
with
people.
Apps and stuff. Huh?
Well, you can see them, too. There's a camera.
Oh my God, yeah.
There's
so
a camera, so you can see
creepy.
What they're doing. You know? It's pretty wild. Ray, so we only have it at the front door.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I would hope so.
The bathroom.
Not Rachel's
the
looking
fridge.
At me like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just at the front door. But yeah, it's all with technology today. You can do mostly everything from your
from wherever
phones.
You are.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you go, so if you want to invest somewhere else, obviously you want to find someone, a broker in that area, not someone from California is going to find your property somewhere else.
Well,
right?
It's interesting, Sam. Uh-huh. You know, it's all based on the MLS system, which Chris and I, since we're with Berkshire Hathaway and we're real estate agents, we have access to that information. So if you were looking to buy something in Brooklyn, we could send you to an associate who works for Berkshire Hathaway and
right.
say, hey, our buddy Sam's looking for this, blah, blah, blah. We all basically have the same information because of the internet these days.
And it's really about referrals, too,
because
we, through our network at just Berkshire Hathaway, you know, not only just Berkshire Hathaway, but all the real estate brokerages, through the network, we can, as real estate advisors to people out here, we can get on the phone with them, we can Skype video conference with them and talk with them and get a good feel and see who we want to send our people out there. Because Tom was saying earlier, it's all about the relationships.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you don't send some people out here to work with a nightmare out
there.
You know what I mean?
You've
got to kind
it's
of
your reputation, after all.
Absolutely.
So you see, folks, there is hope. I'm really feeling good about this now because I've been wanting to do this for a long time. I mean, and you got to start it like whatever you can afford, right? But do something, right?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the downside for real estate, I mean, unless an area is really like iffy, then you probably can't lose, right? In real estate,
well,
or can you?
You got to be careful.
Yeah.
You need to do your research like with anything else. I mean, you know, when you buy a car.
And you want to make sure you pay the right price as well, right?
It's all just, about the purchase price.
Right.
A lot of my company, DeLuca Development, has three different revenue streams. So as an agent, Chris and I work for Berkshire Hathaway.
Okay.
Then we do the flipping, which I think is a bad word. We call it property rejuvenation.
Okay, I love that.
It's a little bit more eloquent.
Sounds fancier.
And there's a lot of money to be made
property
there, too, right?
Property enhancement.
Yes, property enhancement.
Augmentation.
Exactly. And then there's the investment part, which is obviously like rentals and stuff like that.
Amazing.
So there's many, many ways to get into it, but you know, you got to have a couple things. You either got to have cash.
Right.
Property,
right,
and a big set of cojones.
Yeah, there you go, and hopefully some inheritance as well. You know, maybe that can help a little bit.
Yeah, well, and that's one thing that we're actually seeing right now a lot of. And Rachel was saying earlier about how hard it is to come up with a down payment with the millennial generation.
Yeah,
a lot of millennials
generation. That's where they're getting it from.
A lot of millennials are getting money from parents grandparents,
right?
Inheritances, like you said, Sam.
Right.
So, you know, it's a matter of
pretty much every person that I know my age who has a house, their down payment
got
came
help.
From their parents.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they work.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
No, I mean, look, even for me, when I got married at 30, that was in, I got married in 1987. Okay. So the thing is that at that time, things were different, as you can imagine, you know. Yeah. But still, I got a down payment from my parents at that time, you know.
Yeah.
So it's usually like that, yeah. And if your parents don't have a lot, then you got to somehow do it yourself, you know.
Figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah. Well, folks, we're talking to Chris. It's Chris Davis, I'm sorry.
Yes. Because
you see, when they sent me the email, they only sent me Tom's last name, but not yours. So Chris Davis and Tom DeLuca, of course. Now, we're going to take a switch and go into what you're doing now. And so if you guys, I mean, these are totally big achievers here, because not only are you in the real estate, but now you got into something totally innovative, new, and I'm looking forward to hearing about this. So are you guys partners in this one, in this company?
We work together at Berkshire Hathaway.
Right.
And Chris and I are agents there. The development side is under my company named DeLuca Development.
Okay.
So Chris actually represents my company, because I'm not allowed to represent properties that I own.
I see. Okay. So, all right.
For the real estate transaction.
Right. Okay. So that's the real estate. Now we're going to move into mod pools.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So tell me a little bit about mod pools. Are you guys together on that as well?
Yeah. We're doing a development right now in Encino. And when we do the flipping, we usually do about 6 or 7 a year. And we try to do sustainable properties, green properties. I mean, my goal is to do a house where you have the water retained on the roof, everything is self-sufficient, solar panels, but we're taking steps. I caught wind of, actually, a lot of my friends have been telling me, oh, you got to build a house out of shipping containers. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's a nightmare really? With permitting to actually build a structure livable house, especially in LA. But when I caught wind of these shipping container pools, I was like, wait a second, there's something here. Building the house in Encino, this property didn't have a pool. And as we know, in the valley, it gets quite hot.
Needs one.
So it needed a pool. And we got in touch with the gentleman, Paul, from Mod Pool, who's the inventor of this. And basically, it's a big shipping container. I call it a fish tank for people because it has a huge 10-foot glass window. So you can see people swimming in it.
That's crazy.
And that's true. I saw the pictures.
Yeah.
And folks, you can follow this by going to modpools.com, M-O-D, pools, pools.com. Now, what I wanted to say is there is pictures here, and it's obviously a fraction of the price of a real pool, right?
Yes. From a pricing perspective, a average starter pool, which is cement, or shotcrete is what it actually is about $30,000. So the price point on this, the starter shipping container pool is about 26. And Sam, it's such a focal point. Like, we're doing the whole build out of this house around this pool, so that when you walk into the front entrance, you literally look all the way through the house and you see the backyard and you see this big glass window full of water.
Amazing.
So yeah, it should be something spectacular.
Yeah. So how did you guys get into it now? So you were looking for something sustainable, but the thing is, so explain to us how they do this. These are pools made out of shipping containers.
Right.
Let's explain that.
They're
to people.
They're self-contained swimming pools.
Right.
So it is a shipping container, and then what they do is they coat the interior of the shipping container, which is obviously waterproof.
Right.
All of the filtration system is self-sustained in the unit. There's a heating system. It's basically plug and play.
Right.
It has to be craned into your yard.
But that's about it. There's not a lot of construction and everything. You have to dig out the foundation.
You have to have 8 inches of gravel or cement foundation. But, Sam, if you were to put one of these in your backyard today and you move to Beverly Hills next week, you could take it with you.
Right. Just take your pool with you.
A portable pool.
Wait, can they come in different shapes? Or is it just
It's for right now, Paul's doing square, like a normal shipping container.
Right. Yeah.
But the big thing with these is the window. And it's just very opulent. It's very
cool. I feel like it's easier to heat. And
yes, absolutely.
Much easier, yeah.
Because of what it's made out of.
Yes, the insulation, and it's done very, very nicely.
You could just bring your pool.
Yeah, Paul's
people are like, we want to have a pool party. Who's got a pool?
We'll bring one. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll bring our pool.
They should just rent. He should rent them out, like air pool
for
like... Air
pool and pool.
Air swim and swim.
Yeah.
There you go.
So did you guys decide to invest in this, or how you related to this?
Because, well, no, we're not invested in the company, Mod Pools, right? But this is part of one of our, you know, our development that we're doing right now in Encino. Mm. So, you know, it's like when we look at properties, we have to look at it of, you know, where's the biggest bang for the buck. This,
right.
This property in Encino, I look at four things when I analyze properties. I look to see if it has a new roof, new plumbing, new electrical, and new windows. And if it has two of the four, then that property's in play. This property in Encino had a new roof and new plumbing, but it didn't have a pool. So I was like, oh, God, if this only had a pool. And I started researching, and we found this company. And it's just everybody's really excited to see. People are going to come and watch the installation.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
it's going to be great. Right?
Sure, bring your bathing suit. No problem.
Right? Yeah, we'll need a test run.
Yeah. We're thinking about when we do the open house, Sam, we're going to put some mermaids in there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we have a big mermaid party. Cool,
when I lived in Florida, I know girls who would do, you know, they
really?
Women that there's people, they do have girls.
We're
going
to need to talk to
them. Yeah, we need to talk to them.
Oh, my God, that's so
funny. Rachel, we're going to do an open casting call for mermaids.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. They have them out in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Or they have people who will swim in the tank. You know what I mean? They'll swim in
the yeah. Show swimmers.
Maybe we get Michael Phelps.
Right?
You know?
Maybe.
Get him to race a shark.
In the pool.
There you go.
They do have those at the Long Beach Aquarium and stuff. If you notice, sometimes they'll have like divers and stuff going under while you're watching and stuff. And it's pretty cool, you know. So, yeah, maybe something like that. Not a mermaid, but, you know, whatever.
They can put on an outfit.
Yeah.
We'll find her.
Pirate outfit.
Yeah, whatever.
Sure.
Wait, were we talking about real mermaids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real mermaids. Have them walk the plank. Can you get a diving board?
Sure.
Why not?
No, you know what's really cool about this, and I'm being serious now, this mod pool, you can actually put a divider in it where it half of it or a quarter of it can be an actual jacuzzi.
Oh, that's
wow.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How
so
deep? What is the deep?
5 feet. Five and a half feet.
Which is the average for a pool,
sure.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it's not going to be an Olympic pool or
anything,
but, you know, that's not what you're looking for.
Perfect for just cool. Like, if you want to come out in the backyard right after a long day of work and you're hot and been in and out of the car all day,
exactly.
Just fall into your pool, you know?
I was just out in Palm Springs this weekend. It was 115, and we just had to stay in the pool.
God.
We just had to jump in and out.
Yeah.
It's true. Either there or indoors, right? I mean, you can't stand outside.
Oh, my God.
Too much.
Yeah.
And she knows. She lived in Vegas.
And in Vegas.
Oh, my God.
And I lived in Vegas, too. But you grew up there.
Yeah.
I mean,
you have to have a pool.
Yes, exactly. Which is why we decided with this project we needed to add a pool.
Yeah.
So tell me something. I mean, we're talking about Vegas. Do you think Vegas is a good time to buy property there right now, or is it oversaturated?
You know, I think it's probably a great time to do it with the NFL, the Raiders that are getting ready to be out there.
And oh, really?
Yeah, and I have a friend.
And the hockey team, too.
Yep, there's going to be a hockey team out there. Vegas is going, they're starting to explode a little bit outside of the Strip. A good friend of mine moved to Vegas in January, and he's been, just for the last month or so, talking to me a little bit just about, hey, I want to buy some stuff because I'm watching the property values go up a little bit. And just with all of the cool stuff, the hockey team, the football team, and everything, property values there are probably going to shoot up a little bit. So it might be a good time now.
Yeah.
Because you have to get ahead of the curve. The people who get ahead and who make millions in real estate, they don't follow the market. They're out in front of it.
Yes,
yeah, they do. They take those risks. Tom was saying you need cojones, and you do, because sometimes, I can't tell you how many times people will say, "Oh, I was looking at this. I was looking at this. I was doing this," and then they say, "Oh, I waited too long, and now I can't afford it, and I could have made $200,000 in 3 months."
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you want me to tell you this, and this is like, I'm so pissed at my brother. But I'm not going to bring in the family. I'm not. But what do you care? It's my family, right? I'm not asking you about yours. But no, what I'm saying is because of him, we ended up, my dad had bought some property in Vegas in the 90s. For $50,000, we got some property outside, like out of nowhere. Okay, out of nowhere. But they told him, you should buy here. We said, okay, $50,000, fine. Today, this is Summerlin. You know where Summerlin is? It's one of the most...
Yeah, where
the,
my parents live.
Yeah. It, from the beginning, yeah. It was upper class area. It's still very expensive, I'm sure. So today it would have been worth a few million dollars. From 50 grand.
Wow.
You know, wait 20, 25 years.
Sure.
So you, don't have that?
I don't have that. I don't have a fucking penny of it. Are you kidding me? And yeah, so, and thanks to my brother, of course. So we'll take that up with him when the once the parents pass. Then I'm going to tell him what I really think.
Yeah, no,
bring him on the show.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the way life goes, you know. Guys, you're fascinating. Is there anything we didn't talk about you still want to plug or anything like that?
If anybody's interested in information on how to get into flipping or real estate in general, they can go to theflipreallitor.com. It's our website. It's
really? Just, what a cool name.
Yeah, we have information on the projects we're doing. And like I said, we do about 6 or 7 flips a year.
Right.
Then we have the investment portion of our business. And anybody looking to buy or sell real estate, we're always interested.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. I think... You know, people think about this flipping and they see all the TV shows and a lot of that's bullshit. And a little
really?
It's a little dangerous for people just to be like, oh, I'm going to get into flipping. Right. I'm going to be like whatever Tarek and whatever that girl's name is.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of that's
Property Brothers.
Yeah. A lot of it's staged. I mean, you see these people walking into job sites in like yoga pants and flip flops. It's like,
No way.
It's not happening.
Yeah. But I say that, Sam, because people can lose a lot of money if they don't know what they're doing. And that's why, you know, Chris and I are here to advise people. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy through us. You don't have to sell through us. Our business is 100% about relationships. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
And we're never going to try to push people
in. I'm glad we really met you, Rachel. I mean, we need to make a move on this thing.
Yeah, and we're never going to push you to do anything that's not making sense. So whether or not you're ready to buy something next weekend or a year from now, it's about the relationship.
We work with our clients for about a year.
Yeah.
Or about a year. My average client is about a year before they actually buy or sell something.
And I've worked with people, buyers for my worst one was about a little over a year and a half.
Yeah.
And then the guy ended up leasing a car and his qualification went down, so they couldn't afford a house anymore.
Oh.
And that was it. So we'll work with you forever and walk with you through.
And that's
the whole
amazing because I can see how it can really take a lot of your time and effort and knowledge.
Absolutely.
And you investing that. It's not like you're going to get a paycheck tomorrow from what you're doing for people, but there's a big reward, I think, in every possible way. When people get advice like this, you know? I mean, I wouldn't want to get into flipping or even to buying a house without talking to someone like you.
Absolutely.
Because you guys do it all the time. I never do it.
This is our job. This is what we do. Chris and I, we don't advertise. It's all word of mouth. It's all about referrals. We're not the real estate agent that's going to call you in the middle of dinner or you're not going to see our face on a bus stop. It's all, we want to work with people we know.
Yeah.
And especially with some of the deals that we do, there's a lot of money involved and we want to turn that money on to our friends.
Right.
You know, it's
like,
hey, we can make a good score here. Do you want in?
Yeah. And that's one of the best things to do is you get a few people, you know, like we said, it's so hard to get that down payment together. If you want to do an investment property, you know, say multiple units, 4, 5, 6 units, get 3 or 4 of your friends together. You know, pull some down payment together, and then all of you own an investment property together, and you start.
You see, there's people that have thought about this shit for years, and they can give you advice. That's priceless to me. You know, guys. Go ahead.
One last thing, Sam. It's like if anybody. I mean, I know everybody watches all these shows.
Mm.
If you want to know what it's really like, come down to the job site.
Yeah.
Pick up a hammer. And it's like the real CrossFit. We won't charge you.
Yeah.
And see if you can last for one day. Honestly.
Yeah, really.
Honestly. We have people that come we'll work for you. And they last like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's true, right? I mean, you've got all these problems that a contractor has to deal with, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's the biggest part of the job is dealing with contractors.
Whoa. Amazing. Well, guys, you're fascinating. So how can people find you?
TheFlipRealtor.com.
Okay, that's right. We said that. And these guys come qualified from Berkshire Hathaway. Chris Davis, Tom DeLuca. You're not Tony. You're definitely Tom.
Not Tony.
I can't believe
Don't worry about it, Steve.
Yeah, there you go. You know? You got to understand two things about me. As I age, my memory is going. That's one thing. Another thing is I meet so many people that, you know, the names are just coming at me, you know. I always remember everybody by face, but by names eventually, you know.
Running out of space up there.
There you go, you know. But you gentlemen are awesome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having us.
You're amazing. I mean, you've really, really made me feel better about my prospects now. Because they give us some ideas how to get in.
Anything's
you know
possible.
What I'm saying? We don't need to go and look at a $500,000 house here and go, I can never afford the down payment. You know, start with as little as you can. Find something anywhere in the country, I guess, right?
Anywhere,
and you guys can help us with that too.
Absolutely.
It's like shoes. There's always something that's going to fit you out there. You just got to look hard enough.
That's true. And that's the point there. You know, you got to adjust it to what... to what works for you, you know, to your budget.
Exactly.
Yeah, not everybody can do...
A house on the beach definitely works for me.
There you go.
Well, you could
just
go.
Just not my budget.
You can get there one day.
Out that down
it just
payment.
Depends on where the beach is.
Which beach.
Exactly. We can find that.
Exactly. But no, I got to tell you, one thing that you are very rich in is time. You have many years left. So invest in that, you know?
Yeah.
If you do it now, Rachel... there's no way you're not going to be rich later, right? I mean,
that's
if you
right.
get into real estate now.
I just look a lot younger than I am.
Excuse me.
Nonsense.
Excuse me. You've got plenty of years to go, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Rich in time.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah.
I'm rich in time left.
Exactly.
But you guys give us hope today, and we really are grateful to you for that. Also, for making the trip down here. We hope the trip back will be just as pleasant for you so you can get home quickly.
We'll see. The 405 South didn't look too friendly on the way up, so hopefully it's dead by now.
Yeah. All right, Rachel, thank you as well. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Rachel, exclusively on LA Talk Radio.